Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Not So Yours Truly by Cleo Evans. Narrated by Michelle Price and Lexi Evans. I think we all deserve someone who wants to be with us. Phyllis, The Office. Chapter 1. Monster Monday. Ember. No, I said, giving my sibling a dirty look as we stepped into the elevator. Cinder let out a frustrated sigh. The parental kind. The one I hated with a passion, even though I still loved them. Their mates stepped in with us. A muscled manticore and a goth pixie demon whose style I loved. Come on, Em, Cinder pleaded, hitting the button. I'm not moving in with the three of you, I said, my voice firm. It had been 3 weeks since the most recent series of events. It was colder than hell outside, and I was wearing a camel-colored peacoat with a black jumpsuit and polka-dot blouse underneath. I'm just concerned, Cinder snapped. You are an Omega, and I can't risk you getting hurt. The only reason I let you... I shot them a look that could kill, and Laura let out a small sigh, wrapping her arm around my sibling. Cinder, she's going to do what she wants, Laura said. She's an adult. She will move in with us if she wants. You have to stop treating her like a child. Besides, she has that big interview tomorrow and is already making a name for herself around here. Laura winked at me, and I did my best to keep a stoic expression. Cinder looked down at Laura, their burning violet eyes immediately softening. They hissed between their teeth, about to say something that would probably make the two of us fight, but then the doors slid open. I was out in the hallway before they could stop me, fighting a smirk, despite my annoyance. I liked Mitch and Laura a lot. They had been good for Cinder, and I enjoyed seeing them in love. I loved that Cinder was finally happy, despite their fixation on making sure I was safe. But I didn't want to be in their nest right now. I wasn't an idiot. The three would be fucking 5 times a night, and I would hear everything. And even if I didn't, I would know. I shuddered at the thought. I loved sex as much as anyone else, but I didn't want to be anywhere near Cinder's deeds, especially on a week like this. I hadn't been in the office for long, but I was already making waves. Inferna had been giving me small side projects here and there, ones I had been able to add to my list of experiences that I could talk about at the interview. They had decided to open a position for an overall team leader, one who would oversee all the teams and report back to Art. I wanted it more than anything else. I'd been a prisoner for so long. Cinder had done everything in their power to ensure I was safe over the years, going as far as to let my boss's family fake kidnap me to get me out of Alfred's crossfire. They had done everything in their power to protect me. But now? Now I was free from all of that. Now I could finally live my life. And my life included that promotion. The interview was with Alex later this week, and I had already rehearsed it over and over in my head. Alfred could kiss my ass. The thought of that demon made me scowl. What's wrong, little one? A smooth voice said. I felt a chill go up my spine as I turned, meeting the crimson eyes of Minnie. It was damn near the middle of winter, but the cold didn't bother her. She still showed up to work wearing sleek pencil skirts and shirts that dipped low. Her lips were always bright red, her eyes always lined with a perfect cat eye, and her platinum hair always down in loose curls. She was practically perfect in every way, the Mary Poppins of vampires. I didn't know if I was supposed to hate her or love her for that. This wasn't even her job. She was just here to help. And yet, she had managed to solve more app report issues than my whole team. There was a part of me that worried she would decide she wanted to work here and apply for team leader. Nothing, I said, setting my bag down on my desk. Minnie came over, stepping up behind me. Allow me, she said, her voice a soft purr. I felt a little wave of heat creep over my cheeks as she pulled off my coat, her presence alone making my pussy throb. She knew what she was doing, We'd been dancing around each other for 3 weeks now. Every morning, she would come up to me. She would help me with my coat or give me a cup of coffee that was always beyond perfect. One morning, I had skipped breakfast by accident, only to come to my desk to find my exact cafe order waiting for me. "Good morning," I said, turning around to look up at her. Her red lips tugged into a fanged smile. Inferna was known to be a sexy boss, but then there was Minnie, who was almost equally as terrifying. I wasn't sure how far the two went back, but goddess help anyone who ever got in their way. "How are you, little flame?" she asked. She always used a new pet name. Every morning it was something new. It was borderline harassment, but I couldn't stop the way it turned me on. How in the hell was I supposed to get a promotion when I wanted to bang our office security? It was a game. I was a mouse, and she was the cat that had me pinned down. "I'm okay," I sighed. "I'm just figuring out living situation things."
"Makes sense," Minnie said. "Although, Cinder has a right to worry."
I shot her a sour look, but I didn't have it in me to glare.
"Not you too,"
she shrugged.
"You can hate it all you want. It doesn't change the truth, love bug. They love you and care for you. I'll see you later. I need to attend to some things."
I nodded and watched as she went, barely doing anything to hide the fact that I was staring at her ass.
"Why don't you ask her out already?"
I looked up at Jehan as he set his things down on his desk. His hair was damp, and there was a sucker mark on his cheek from a tentacle. I raised a brow, but he only grinned. The office was buzzing around us, monsters and witches coming in from the cold. The skies were gray outside, and snow not too far away. That was one of my favorite things about this office. I liked to watch the weather change throughout the day.
"Shut up," I sighed. "It's not like that."
Jehan rolled his eyes as he took his seat.
"Sure, Ember, sure. I think I remember saying that too."
"Shut up," I hissed. "Everyone is on my ass this morning. It's annoying." I started up my computer, taking my seat. Jehan chuckled, starting up his computer too. He leaned forward, his mouse clicking rapidly.
"Oh, hell. Ember, we have a meeting in 20 minutes.
Jehan said, letting out a long sigh.
"Our whole team does."
Recently, Alex and Inferna made the decision to split the office into pods for easier management, which was also why the position for team leader had opened up. I had ended up in the Mugroot group, and our team was performing well, despite the barriers between the rest of the team. The two monsters and witches on our team liked to keep to themselves. Jehan and I were convinced it was because we were Omegas and potentially because Billy had already threatened to slit anyone's throat who pissed off his mate. It would be something I would need to be able to work on if I became team leader. I took a deep breath, trying not to focus on that too much. I had a tendency to hyperfocus on certain things, and team leader was what had been haunting me. We spent the next few minutes checking emails and then finally grabbed our laptops, heading to one of the conference rooms.
"I'll be there in a minute," Jehan said.
I sighed dramatically, watching as he went toward his two monster mates. I lingered for a moment as they both turned their undivided attention on him, Billy and Charlie grinning like fools. Monsters who were simps for their mates were adorable. I went down the hall, ignoring some of the heads that turned to watch me pass. I wasn't the only Omega in the office, and yet I sometimes felt like I was the one who was scrutinized the most. Part of me wanted to say it was just paranoia, but I'd seen the looks. The hungry ones. So long as I stayed away from a heat cycle, I would be fine. Those were the fucking worst, anyway.
"Good morning,"
Inferna chimed as I stepped into the conference room. "Hi," I said, giving her a quick smile. She was rifling through papers while Art was typing notes on his laptop, his brows pulled into a scowl. Those two were a power couple. And then with Callan in the mix, they became a dynamic trio that I envied. Fuck, I needed to do something with someone and get all the romance vibes out of my system. There were moments when it hurt to see someone look at another the way Art, Inferna, and Callan looked at each other.
Same for Cinder and their mates, and Jehan and his too.
An orc woman who I had never seen before was seated to Inferna's right. She had her dark hair in a French braid, wore a black turtleneck with black high-waisted pants, and she was all muscle. She was seated, but I knew the moment she stood up, she would have to be at least 7 feet tall. I stared for a moment, feeling a flutter in my stomach. She looked up at me, her lips pulling into a slow smile. Her tusks were short and polished, gleaming in the office light. I'd never seen an orc woman before, but she was gorgeous. A crush-you-like-a-watermelon-between-her-thighs type of gorgeous. "I thought this was a meeting for our pod?" I asked.
"Nope," Inferna said. "Don't stress. Just take a seat. We'll be starting soon. This was going to be a meeting for the pod, but we pushed that to later. This is just a meeting for you. The calendar invite should have been updated, but you might have missed it. It's early."
My cheeks heated as I took a seat, trying to pull my attention away from her. "Is this about the interview tomorrow?"
"Nope," Inferna said.
She looked up, giving me a soft smile.
"Relax, Ember."
All the women in this office were hot as fuck. Everywhere I turned, there was another monster lady who was a sexy badass, and I was ready to be just like them.
"Can you close the door?" Inferna asked, looking at Art. He nodded and stood, going to close it. I frowned more now. I was nervous. I didn't like being in rooms alone, even with people I trusted. And it wasn't that I was alone, but Cinder wasn't here. The thought made me a little angry. I couldn't always rely on them, but they had become my comfort default. If Cinder was around, I was safe. I had to break that pattern. I was an independent woman, an independent witch. I had my own job, and soon to be my own apartment.
"This is Leah," Inferna said. "She is going to be your assigned guardian."
"My what?" I asked, leaning forward in my seat.
"Your guardian,"
Inferna said again. Her eyes held mine, her expression unwavering. "She will be with you during office hours and will ensure that you get home safely until further notice. And before you ask, no, this wasn't Cinder's idea. This was mine. All of the Omegas in the office right now are in danger, but you are especially."
"Why?" I hissed. "Why me? I haven't done anything."
"You escaped,"
Art said, planting his hands on the table.
"And you are also the only one in the office who has used your magic against them so far. Jehan already has his mates, so we aren't as worried. But with your history with them, we're concerned."
"Art is right," Inferna said. "And you're a smart witch, Ember. You know we're right." I made a little noise, tearing my gaze away from them.
"I thought we were over all of that. I have the interview tomorrow, and our team has been doing really good."
"You hoped we were all over that. Believe me, I hoped too, but I highly doubt that we are. Also, this is a separate thing from your interview. This is just trying to protect you, Ember,"
Art said.
They were right, but I didn't want this. I didn't want to be a burden again, and that's exactly what I would be to Leah.
"I'd like to talk to Ember alone," Leah said, looking up at Inferna.
"Alone?"
Art asked, scowling. Inferna was silent for a moment, her tail flicking behind her. Then she nodded, grabbing her folder.
"Fine. Come on, Art."
I scowled as I watched them leave. The door clicked shut, and I was left sitting across from the monster who was supposed to protect me from all the evil in the fucking world now.
She leaned forward, her eyes drawing me in.
"Now, listen," she said. "I know you don't want others to worry about you, but letting your ego get in the way isn't going to help you."
"I'm strong," I bit out. "My magic makes me stronger than most witches, aside from ones like Alex. I think I've proved that I can handle myself."
"True," Leah said, smiling. "You're powerful and capable of taking care of yourself. I never said you weren't. But you're also powerful enough to let someone else be there to have your back. You know, in case there is another attack or kidnapping or mind game.
You wouldn't be able to help with that, I said. Orcs aren't magic wielders.
She snorted. No, but with the family I come from, we may as well be. I think you'll find I can be helpful, honey. Plus, you mentioned an interview? If it's anything for management, then the first thing you have to learn is how to delegate. Delegate your safety to me.
The southern drawl melted me just a little. I sighed, leaning back in my chair and looking up at the ceiling. I'm tired, I whispered. I'm tired of fighting.
It'll be over before you know it, she said.
How do you know? I said softly. How does anyone know? This has been most of my life. When will it be over? Why was I saying these things to her?
Leah stood and came around the table to me, looking down. I looked up at her, my heart thrumming louder than before.
Fuck, she was really pretty.
I swallowed hard, holding her gaze. Do you want me to be honest? She asked.
Yes,
I said, my voice barely a whisper. Tears blurred my vision for a moment, but I reined them back in.
It won't be over until Amon is gone, and I don't know when that will be, but there are plans to make it happen. In the meantime, we need to keep you safe. I don't know everything about you. I don't know your history aside from what Cinder, who was very vague, shared. But I do know that having someone watching your back isn't a bad idea, and I certainly don't mind keeping an eye on a pretty little witch like you. Understood?
My stomach did a slow flip, warmth spreading through my chest. I couldn't tell her no, not with her looking at me like that.
You're very convincing, I said.
I've heard that once or twice, she chuckled.
I smiled now, relaxing. Fine. I don't like this, though. And please don't treat me like an idiot or like I'm helpless.
Those are the exact opposite of what I think about you, even though we just met.
Those butterflies came back, and she winked.
Let's go get a cup of coffee from the kitchen, and then maybe get some actual work done.
How in the hell was I going to focus on work now that I just agreed to let a sexy orc be my guardian?
Chapter 2 Heat. Leah. The Omega Witch was too cute for her own good. I sat down at the desk across from her, looking around the office for what felt like the 100th time. I had studied every face in this place, logging them each mentally. I took a sip of my coffee, looking for anything that felt out of place. There were the monsters and witches who we knew were good, and then there was everyone else. Any one of them could be bad, and there was no way to tell until things started to happen again. And we knew they would happen again. It was just a matter of when. I was originally supposed to be here earlier, but ended up taking the Griffin who had survived this whole mess and driving him up north. I'd dumped him at a hunting lodge that my dad's owned, leaving them there to snort through his own shit. I wasn't going to judge him for being on the wrong side of things. We all had times when we made mistakes, and hopefully he would learn from his. He was lucky Inferna had shown him mercy. Of course, her temper wasn't quite as bad as her monster father. Part of me wished that I could be with the family at one of the other lodges, but I knew I had to be here right now. I had three other siblings, all brothers. We had been adopted from an early age and were very loved. I was happy to be an orc. Bonds carried the same weight as blood, and I'd never felt out of place. I had been raised to be compassionate, to work hard, and to do what I loved. Having one human dad made for some fun family photos, that was for sure. I let out a sigh, glancing around again. I didn't trust more than half this office, and now I was in charge of keeping the pretty Omega safe. There was something about her. I had seen her before she'd seen me, and I had felt a tug in my heart. It was too soon to let myself feel for anyone else. After everything that had happened with Minnie,
Time being a single lady was needed. But then again, I looked back at Ember. She had pulled her purple hair into a bun now and was already working, using the reports as a way to not think about everything happening. I wanted her. The stark thought jolted through me, and I damn near cursed aloud. I couldn't think about that. I couldn't think about her doing anything with me. But hell, I'd sure enjoyed looking down into her eyes. I could have stayed there all day, just taking in every line and curve of her face, studying all the little freckles, or the way her eyes gave away what she was thinking. "You're staring at me," Amber said, her tone flat, but with a smile creeping over her face. "Not staring, just watching," I said, making sure the boogeyman doesn't pull any shit. She grinned, typing away on her computer. There were so many desks in this place, and all I could think about was hoisting her up onto one, making her lie back, and helping her forget about all her troubles for a while. I could feel a gaze locked on me, and I looked up, not surprised to see my vampire ex stalking toward us. "For fuck's sake," I sighed. "What?" Amber asked, looking around. She froze, watching Minnie as she walked up. "We need to talk," Minnie said, planting her hand on the back of Ember's chair. "You and me, Leah." "I'm working," I said. "Is there something wrong?" Amber asked. "Yes," Minnie hissed. Her eyes were crimson daggers pointed at me, and I knew she was ready to dice me up. "I can't leave Ember," I said, taking another sip of my coffee. "And whatever you want to say, I'm sure it can wait until we're off the clock." "No," Minnie said. "I want to talk to you now. Now." A little bolt of anger worked through me, and I kept it down. I leaned forward in my seat, holding the vampire's gaze. "No." Her perfect face flickered with a deadly look, her eyes darkening. "Hey," Amber said, her voice strained. I looked at her and fought off a frown. Her eyes were wide, and a deep blush had crept over her. I raised a brow, catching her scent. For a moment, I wondered if she'd just gone into heat, but then it quickly passed. Minnie had also stilled, her gaze locked on the witch. "Are you okay, sweetheart?" I immediately glared at Minnie. "Seriously?" "Fuck off, Minnie," I said under my breath.
"I'm okay," Ember said, nodding. I'm going to go to the restroom."
She stood up, and so did I. She paused, looking at me.
"You don't need to go with me to pee."
"Someone has to stay with you," I said. "Remember? Boogeyman?"
She shook her head, moving past Minnie and heading toward the restrooms. I followed after her, only for Minnie to catch me by my arm and stop me.
"What?"
I snarled under my breath, looking down at her.
"The witch is mine, Leah," she hissed. "Mine. She belongs to me. I should have been the one to protect her."
"Well, Inferna chose me," I said. "So take that up with her, and fuck right off." Minnie started to argue, but I yanked away, ignoring her growl as I followed Ember. Things were already weird enough, but the fact that Minnie was so possessive over the witch pissed me off. There had been a time when hearing such a thing would have made me smile. Neither one of us had ever wanted to be with just one person while we were dating, so there had been times in our relationship when we'd also dated others separately. There was a nice warm and fuzzy feeling when I knew she was out with someone who made her happy, and vice versa. But that fuzzy feeling was gone. I wanted Ember. I felt the streak of possessiveness, the lure of lust. Hell, I'd just met her, but I always trusted my gut. I went down the hall, pushing open the restroom door. I heard a low moan and froze. Fuck. Her scent hit me first, the one I had thought I imagined only moments ago. Desire curled through me, the need to mate, to fuck. I took a deep breath, walking down to the last stall. The door was open, and Ember was sitting on the floor, her head between her knees.
Amber, I said, keeping my voice soft, let me take you home. She shook her head, her shoulders trembling. Even through the lust, I felt a pang of worry. I took another deep breath, trying to control myself, to focus on her needs. I knelt down next to her, putting my hand gently on her shoulder. She looked up, her eyes locking with mine. Tears ran down her cheeks, the look of terror making me wish I could hunt down any fucker who had ever hurt her. Hey, I whispered. It's okay, love. I'm not going to hurt you. I am going to get you out of the office, though.
I shouldn't be in heat, she said, her bottom lip quivering. This shouldn't be happening, but it is, and I don't know what to do. My cycle shouldn't be here for another couple of months.
I felt the tug again, stronger, fiercer. I watched her for a moment, trying not to think about things I wanted to do to her. We'll figure it out, I said. But for right now, let me get you home, okay? Amber nodded, and I offered my hand. She took it, and I pulled her to standing, only to catch her as she stumbled forward. Ah, fuck. A little bird. A little witch. I held on to her for a moment. The gods would have to grant me strength, because getting her home safe was going to be a pain in the ass. All right, I said. Let's get to the elevator. I will let the boss know later. We just need to get you home.
Chapter 3 Little Lady. Many. I glared as my ex walked my witch across the office, the two of them moving swiftly. Heads turned as they passed, and a couple of growls echoed through the office. That witch was mine, but Inferna had insisted that Leah be the one to guard her. Inferna was lucky we both loved her, because being in the office with her was already torture. I was trying to move on, for fuck's sake. They went towards the elevators, and I found myself moving toward them. I wasn't letting the two of them out of my sight. I didn't care if it made me look like a bitch. I didn't care if I was turning heads as I marched their way. Ember needed to be with me. I went out into the hall and slid through the doors behind the two of them. Many, Leah growled. Go away. I'm taking her home. Go back to work. Ember backed up into the corner of the elevator, her eyes widening. The door slid shut behind me, putting the three of us together. I am working, I said, making sure that Ember is safe. She is safe, Leah said, her surprise turning into a disgruntled glare. She's with me. I'm her guardian. Well, so am I said. I've been watching her a lot longer than you have. Plus, I doubt you'll be able to keep up with her. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? She snarled. The elevator groaned around us, and I stopped, looking up and around. Did you hit a button? Leah asked. No, I said, turning to look at all of the buttons. The lights flickered, drawing a gasp from Ember, and then went out. Oh, shit, I said. What the fuck? Leah growled. I felt Ember's fear and looked at her. I could see her in the dark, her eyes shut. Hey, I said, dropping my voice into a seductive tone. It was one I had used for centuries to lure my prey in, but now I was using it to calm her. It's okay. The power will come back on. The storm coming in probably knocked out some power lines. Leah gave me a wary look. The two of us silently called a truce for the moment. I don't like the dark, Ember whispered. You can use your magic, Leah said. Ember nodded and held out her hand. Witches had always been a wonder to me. I watched as light bloomed.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?